Westlock, there's hope on the horizon in 2022. That was a key message behind the Hope Resource Center's annual symposium at the Westlock Inn and Conference Center on March 30. The event celebrates International Women's Day. It was held in 2020 but was canceled in 2021. Organizers were thrilled to see it return in person this year, sharing a meaningful and timely message of hope and healing, following the two-year pandemic. We change the theme every year. Ironically, the theme, which we had no idea would be very, very applicable in 2020, was resilience, and 5 days later we were hit with a global pandemic, said Hope Resource Center Executive Director Sylvia Yoder. This year the theme was hope, healing and heroes. Just over 100 people gathered to hear presentations and keynote speakers, including Leslie Phillips from the Primary Care Network, who spoke on the medical benefits and neurological impacts of hope and what it does to our brains and our bodies. Participants also heard from a team of researchers from Humber College in Toronto and local speakers, including opening remarks from town councillor Laura Morey, whose mother Shirley served as mayor for 3 terms from 1995 to 2004 and helped pave a path for local women in politics. In addition to speakers and hope-filled messages from both adults and children, attendees had an opportunity to network and connect with various community groups and organizations through information tables taking part in the symposium. We had invited numerous community agencies and resources to be available at tables, said Yoder, adding they welcomed the community garden, homeland housing, volunteer resources from Alberta Health Services, Westlock and District FCSS, the Westlock and District Food Bank Association and the Westlock Municipal Library. Yoder also shared about the center's contributions to a research project by a team of researchers from Humber College in Toronto. Hope Resource Center is honored to be one of 8 organizations across Canada selected to participate in a 3-year research project of hope, self-compassion and authenticity to broaden the lens of understanding and response in all that hope brings, despite adversity and trauma, explained Yoder. They will be providing the research on hope, then they compile all the data and that will be released to us. The half-day event concluded with encouraging words of resilience and a renewed sense of hope for 2022, noted Yoder, adding that she wanted attendees to leave feeling empowered and equipped to continue giving back to their communities, and know the work they are doing is not only necessary, but is making a difference for many. Hope brings the capacity to ward off anxiety, trauma and depression, and we've really noticed in the last couple of years that those 3 factors have really escalated, said Yoder. This was a shared, collective understanding that we all survived a monumental pandemic. Everybody there was there with a purpose, that people had wanted to continue giving. A simple smile, a simple gesture of kindness can change a life, often it can save a life. I think that's what our group left with, was that sense of we're not doing this alone, we're not isolated from this. We all share the game goal, we want to continue giving to this community. I think that's exactly what they're doing, and I think they left feeling a little bit more encouraged. Christine Jean, townandcountrytoday.com.